This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Lila Rose, president of Live Action. She conducted an undercover operation at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Alabama, where she told the clinic she was 14 and been impregnated by a 31-year-old boyfriend. And the clinic promised that that knowledge would not go any further, even though Alabama law requires that statutory rape be reported once it's discovered. Lila joins us now. And Lila, thanks so much for your time.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing fine. Obviously, you were trying to see exactly what the policy and the protocol is at Planned Parenthood when they are confronted with information that would reveal some sort of criminal activity. Explain your decision to go into the clinic and what you discovered once you were there.
Well, our team at Live Action has gone into clinics across the country and found out in Planned Parenthood's basically throughout in states including California, Alabama, Indiana, Tennessee, this latest one was one in Alabama, that Planned Parenthood systematically is covering up the sexual abuse of young girls, that in their abortion-first mentality, where they look at children not holistically, not considering their needs of the future or their past, but thinking, oh, we need to get this girl an abortion as soon as possible and not even worry about her parents' involvement if she's the victim of a sexual abuse, that mentality has led Planned Parenthood to, in a study just done in 2002, for instance, 91% of clinics cover up this sexual abuse and do not do their job as mandatory reporters for statutory rape.
And the video of this entire encounter is available on your website. What is that website?
You can view all of the undercover videos through our Mona Lisa project at liveaction.org, and you can watch now 6 different videos in the Mona Lisa project, along with another one from past investigations that reveal us going undercover, posing as young girls. I'm actually a college student. I'm 20 years old, but posing as girls as young as 13 who are victims of sexual abuse. And Planned Parenthood, though they are a mandated reporter for sexual abuse, does not report the abuse. Instead, they help to cover up the abuse at the hands of these predators for these young girls.
So what exactly, and folks can obviously watch this on the videos on your website at liveaction.org, but you spoke with a Planned Parenthood worker named Tanisha, that's how she identified herself. What did she tell you when you revealed that you had allegedly been impregnated by a 31-year-old man?
And the Alabama clinic that you just mentioned, the counselor told the 14-year-old girl who she thought was that everything that she said would stay within these walls, quote-unquote, and that anyone with the same last name as the little girl would qualify as a guardian or parent, a legal guardian or parent, to get a secret abortion so that the parents and no one else would find out about the 31-year-old man she was reporting as her boyfriend.
Talk about that a little bit more, because at different points in the video, she says flat out what the law is in Alabama. You need parental consent to get an abortion, but once you push her a little bit, the law changes a little bit in their estimation.
Well, I mean, ultimately what you're seeing here in Alabama and what we've seen in states across the country is Planned Parenthood does not take adult-child sexual relationships seriously. They don't think they're a problem, and so they're not going to report them as they're required by law to do so. But this is all part of a bigger problem here, because this is an organization that takes the lives of hundreds of thousands of innocent, defenseless children a year, preborn children who are not protected by our legal system. And it is no surprise then that they're also, Planned Parenthood is also not protecting the mothers of those children who are sometimes young girls in situations of abuse who come into the clinics. All of this is as a result of the core problem, which is the fact that we do not respect the dignity of the human person in our country, and that is very clearly shown through Planned Parenthood's blatant cover-up of this abuse.
And the story does not end there, because now the Alabama Attorney General is looking at this video, and there could be a full investigation here. What's the latest on that front?
Well, the good news is the Attorney General of the state, Troy King, has actually requested the full footage of the investigation, calling it extremely disturbing, potentially, if it is accurate. And they're very eager to do a thorough investigation, which is great news. We like the cooperation we're seeing already. This deserves the careful scrutiny of both the public and law enforcement, as well as the Attorney General's office. So we're hoping they follow all the way through and find out what's really going on at these clinics in Alabama, where literally the counselor tells the underage girl that they bend the rules a little bit. The health clinic manager, quote unquote, bends the rules a little bit when it comes to adult child sexual relationships.
And last question before we let you go. Now that obviously that Planned Parenthood clinic knows what happened during that encounter, has there been any contact from Planned Parenthood in any way about what happened in that whole conversation?
No. Planned Parenthood ultimately is telling local media that they're doing an internal investigation. Planned Parenthood investigates Planned Parenthood. That's what they always say. We need law enforcement and we need the Attorney General's office to do the investigative work here because we're not seeing the results and we're not seeing children protected.
Lila, unfortunately, we need to run. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Lila Rose, president of Live Action. Go to liveaction.org to see the video of a girl posing as a 14-year-old allegedly impregnated by a 31-year-old man and view the Planned Parenthood response, of course, there as well. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.